Homemade sourdough bread, that is so 10 days ago. Lockdowns around the globe have pushed people's culinary creativity much further, and I mean serious creativity. In Japan, they're going old school, as in a cheese recipe that's over 1,000 years old. It's called so. Makiko Ito is a cookbook author who's been documenting this trend and making so herself.
It tastes really like concentrated milk. I mean, that's the only thing I can compare it to. But it's slightly sweet from the inherent sweetness of the milk, maybe. The closest thing that's not cheese that I would compare it to would be a fudge, except no sugar added.
A lot of people make yogurt in their kitchens, but making cheese, how do you do this at home?
Everyone that is trying this recipe, including myself, is just cooking it slowly over a low heat until the moisture evaporates and it forms a mass. That's all there is to it, just cooking it slowly, 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 stirring for an hour, 2 hours. It took me about 5 hours, actually, but then you end up with a kind of a solid mass, which is a bit like cheese.
Yeah, so spending a few hours stirring, cooking milk, that's a good way to kill time when you're at home.
Yeah, kind of, yes. I had it on a hot plate on my desk, so I was doing my regular work and occasionally looking at it and stirring it up. So
wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Multitasking at a new level.
Yes.
So I gather one of the reasons so is making a comeback right now is because people in Japan are buying more milk than they usually do. Why is that? What's going on?
In late February, the Prime Minister announced that schools should be closed down all over the country. And that's what happened the next Monday. So that means that a lot of food producers, including dairy farmers, have a lot of excess milk because they were supplying the school lunch programs. So some of them called out saying, please help us, please consume a bit more milk, especially since you have your children home. And that's what a lot of people did. And because not everyone necessarily likes milk or drinks a lot of it, they had this excess milk on their hands, and stories started to circulate online and so on as how do we use it up. And so is one of the ways that people thought would be interesting, and it kind of was a trend on social media.
I know there is a long history to so. It was a cheese of prestige at one point. Where does this method of making cheese, making so, come from?
It's listed in a book which basically lists all kinds of laws and things that could be presented to the emperor. And so and other dairy products were included in those things. It seems from what we know that it was a very expensive product, kind of like caviar is now, only reserved for the rich, for the aristocrats. And as far as how it was eaten, we don't really know.
And today, Makiko, when you make so, how do you eat it?
It goes pretty well with salty crackers. It really matches well if you drizzle some honey on it. I actually, because I am a food writer, I have dabbled in making my own cheese and things like that. And to be honest, you know, to make cheese with the proper way, with rennet and things like that, the results are a lot better. So I don't think I will be going into so production anytime soon.
Makiko Ito is the author of the Jess Bento cookbook. She's been speaking with us about the cheese so, which is now trending in Japan. Thank you very much, Makiko. Great to meet you.
Thank you very much.